Hello and welcome to a very brand new Cast of Thrones. I am your only remaining host, Tim Lanning. We are here to talk about House of the Dragon, but the rest of the gang didn't want to talk about Game of Thrones for some reason. So I went to some of my smartest, bestest friends and was like, hey, you guys want to get back on this GD treadmill of pain? And they're like, yes. So let me introduce you to them right now. First, we have Nika Howard. Nika, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. I do feel like a horror movie where the original group has said, no, we will not do this again. Mm-hmm. It was too bad, too horrible. Mm-hmm. We can't do it. And then yet here are myself and Felicia, and we are young ingenues, fresh and...
Well, that's a spoiler for who's coming up next.
No spoilers.
David, edit it out.
Felicia Perez, how are you?
Oh, my whole legal name like that?
I don't know. I did panic for a second.
I don't want anyone coming after me. I'm good, and I'm excited for House of the Dragon. I am bright-eyed and like ready to go at it, even though I am very sad about Game of Thrones.
Definitely. Nika, your horror movie analogy is really funny because it is literally like direct to DVD sequels where they still get the one guy. Like, I'm the dad from Family Ties or whatever, that is the only person that's in all the Tremors. Yes. So I consistently
Kevin Bacon. No, Kevin Bacon was out after the first one.
Reba McEntire were only in the first one, and then that other guy with the graboids and blasters and stuff like that.
Does that make Kevin Bacon Michael? Is Michael like Kevin Bacon?
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that'd be fair to say. Okay. We already touched on a kiss, but how about both of you give a little dusting of some of the things you do online, as well as what your walk with Game of Thrones has been?
Well, I like to live a Game of Thrones life through Dungeons and Dragons and live that fantasy world. Generally online, where to find me? On all social platforms, except for TikTok, because they think I'm not over the age of 18. Mm-hmm. They think I'm a child. And I have ingested a lot of Game of Thrones media. I read the books. My mom read them whenever they were first like printed. She had all of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your mom read it?
Yeah, she fucking loves this shit. Dang. My mom is like such a... Like, she would be on Book Talk with all the spicy books, but, like, only the high fantasy spicy books. Like, that's
really the best one.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
My mom loves fantasy. Like, she is totally into that shit.
Your mom rocks. The only thing my mom read was 50 Shades of Grey. It was weird. I had to explain a chocolate starfish to her. So.
Oh,
that's fun. So, you've read all the books.
Watched all the show.
The
books.
Yeah, hell yeah. Have you read The Princess and the Queen?
No, I was going to say, which book should I read to accompany this show coming out?
I don't think you should read it because
but some stuff is different.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
They are doing stuff different if you read Fire and Blood.
Hell yeah.
You can tell by the trailers already that they're...
Yeah, definitely. How about you, Felicia?
You can find me anywhere at Dagger Tribal because I'm a super cool kid and made my handle when I was about 12 years old based on Final Fantasy IX. Thank you. So I love all things high fantasy. I also play Dungeons and Dragons on Taverns and Caverns, which is now part of the Geekly Network. Wow.
You did so much better. I didn't say the name of anything.
Well, they know who you are. They don't know who I am. Nobody knows who I am.
Well, that's rude to assume, though.
Well, it's true. I know who I am. I know what I'm about. So I have read all the books. I liked the audiobooks too, actually. I know they get a lot of hate because the pronunciations are pretty weird, but I was here for them and I liked to listen to all those. So I've read, I've listened, and I started with Cast of Thrones whenever it came out. And that's what got me into reading along with y'all. Yeah, I read Fire and Blood and then The Hedge Knight, which was really, really good.
Hell yeah.
And I live a Game of Thrones life too because I have an obsessive personality. So you're about to get real annoying on Twitter.
Perfect. I mean, that's good to hear. Yeah, there are several books that touch on this time period that is referred to as the Dance of Dragons. We're not going to get too deep into all that stuff here, because as Felicia said, diverts wildly. So far, I am also excited. I think the trailers looked pretty good. The casting looks pretty good. I have one main grumble. I think Matt Smith looks bad. I think he's a bad Daemon Targaryen in almost every way that the term could be considered. Nothing about Matt Smith screams, I'm a bastard. Daemon is like the ultimate Chad.
Yeah, that's true.
And Matt Smith is not.
Yeah, so, he makes him look a little too much like a daddy I'm okay with. And you're not really supposed to be okay with Daemon Targaryen, I don't think. So we'll see what happens. Maybe his acting will overshadow.
I'm sure his acting is going to be great.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in the trailer where he looks pretty sick, but I'm still going to be looking at him like, really? Him? The guy?
I think his no eyebrows really helped sell the look overall. So
true.
They made it real easy for that blonde hair. But the costuming for him, beautiful. They put rubies on the armor. They put rubies in his Targaryen armor. It's the only thing I've ever wanted.
They're finally following all
of it. I can finally see someone knock him out with a hammer. That's great. I'm excited. Costumes look really good. Dragons actually looked really good, I think.
Yeah, there was a couple parts in the trailer where I thought the dragons didn't look great, but I kind of liked it because I'm like, if the dragons don't look perfect, maybe that means it's not going to be as expensive, and then they'll include them as opposed to being like, we can't keep having these GD goddamn direwolves on screen.
Yeah, like three times per season. Exactly.
I do wonder how they're going to, because you see the dragons a lot. Like, they're a really important part of the story. I mean, they go through quite a bit with them. So I'm curious to see budget-wise if they keep up with. I mean, I didn't think they looked that bad or anything. Obviously, right. It's not going to be like the long night where we get like a sick flight sky, whatever scene, but okay with it.
We'll see. We'll see. I think they know they have to make this work.
They fucking better. Yeah. I can't handle this again. I can't do it.
We hope that, I don't know, the Game of Thronesiness. Michael Sobchak is the showrunner, I believe. So that's going to be a lot better, I hope. Because he made some of the good episodes.
Yeah, he
back
was
in the day.
The one that was That's trying crazy. To really keep it, I think, together. And they mm-hmm. kind of sideswept him a lot. I will say from watching just the trailer, I feel like it's a complete story, right? So they can't just like, they can edit it and change some stuff, but at least you know there's a complete ending, which is Game of Thrones is obviously
right.
the season's problem. So I think that helps a little bit, but I do feel like him being involved, it appears to me that they're taking care for like the characters, like they're interested in telling that story, which helps a lot.
Yeah. Do we think that it's just going to be one season?
I wondered that when they saw like the aged up characters. Mm-hmm. So obviously we see her as a younger princess going through all of that. So I wonder if it's going to be towards the end that they make that change and leading into a second season, or if it's going to be mostly, you know, condensed. I don't know. I mean, I think you could probably get a good couple seasons out of it, but I would never go like eight seasons.
Yeah, it's a years-long war, or however you want to describe it. But part of it too is it is just one thing. And I could see them doing it in one season, but I'm really nervous how they're going to handle all the characters and things like that.
Right.
Because of the novellas, George R. R. Martin just kind of like touches on people. And some of these characters we've heard about in A Song of Ice and Fire before. So we kind of get that institutional knowledge. So I am curious. I mean, I guess the show is going to get the benefit of that way more than the books did, because we get to think about it, see it, and so forth and so on. So I am really curious if it's just going to be one season. My assumption is just one season.
I don't love when we get into a lot of spinoffs. I hope that it gets a little out of control, I think, whenever you start doing a bunch of spinoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can keep the same quality. That being said, I'll take a fantasy show, because there's really not that many of them. And if they can do it, I guess, with like good quality, then it could probably be good. Did you read Fire and Blood?
I've only read Princess and the Queen.
Okay. Which is like part of it, but yeah.
Yeah, because Fire and Blood is like, it takes the previous stuff and adds more to it. I kind of felt like Princess and the Queen was a total story, but it seems like Fire and Blood has more stuff. I don't know if it's...
Well, Fire and Blood has like, it's a part one of what is supposed to be two books. We'll see what happens.
Oh, really?
But
interesting.
Yeah. So it's more of like a historical reading of what happens from the beginning of them coming over up to, I believe it ends with what the show is doing. So
gotcha.
It ends with the full, what do you call it? The war. Oh my God. the
Dance of Dragons.
Dance of Dragons, thank you. And
yeah, that must be the section that's the princess and the queen.
Yeah, so it's like part of it, but it's all told as like through a maester. So you're only getting told things that like hearsay and like mm-hmm. what they believe to be true. So I think that they can probably go ahead and edit some of it without it being like wrong, quote unquote.
Totally.
I don't know how much you can get out of it with like a bunch of spinoffs. Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah. They also did a short story or novella for a compilation book called Rogues, or maybe it wasn't called Rogues, but George R. R. Martin's story was called The Rogue. And that was like a story of Daemon Targaryen, if I remember correctly.
The Rogue.
And for a while, that was the only bit of Game of Thrones that I haven't read.
Mm.
It sounds like this Fire and Blood has some extra stuff in it that I don't know if it also includes the rogues bit. I'm not sure. I'm kind of curious how they're going to deal with all that.
Yeah, but it's in there. And I think they expand on it as well a little bit too.
So gotcha.
We'll see what happens. But I'm hoping that at least this ends up pretty good. Like I said, I don't know if spinoffs will be the best idea or not. If the actor is good, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Dance of Dragons is like a pretty tight story, and you know me, I want the Blackfyre Rebellion, of course. I want that very badly, and I would take a Dunkin' Egg miniseries.
Oh my
for
god,
sure.
I would love a Dunkin' Egg miniseries. I'd lose my mind
just to get George R. R. Martin to finally finish like the She-Wolves of Winterfell or whatever it's supposed to be called.
He's a busy man.
He's so busy. He needs to freaking release Winds of Winter. Is my
he
goddamn
does.
Opinion.
He does.
I cannot believe that book's not out yet.
Never. It's never going to come out.
It was like a joke, and now the joke has gone on for so long that I just...
It isn't.
I was never a person that said it's not going to come out. I was like, right. Of course it's going to come out.
It's going to come out. It's just going to take a while, yeah.
But it's been so long that even now I'm like, I guess it's not going to come out?
I have thought it wasn't going to actually come out for probably 5 years.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair.
It's been 12?
10 plus?
It's over 10, yeah.
15?
Ew, I don't know. Or have we? I can't remember. COVID didn't. I don't know. My brain's confused. And then I turned 30 and it's all mush from there. So,
yeah, we could Google it, but it's somewhere between 13, maybe 14 years, give or take.
Yeah.
Nika, you said before we started recording that you have not watched the trailers.
Well, I put trailer one on without any sound and I looked at it. That's all I know. That's all I know cool. from it.
Do you know any of the quote unquote historical stories?
Just what is in A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah. Other I forget how that, much this is brought up, but
I think they do like tidbits of like referring.
Right, because
yeah, it's like names are familiar, but I don't really know anything about the people.
Well, and also Targaryens name everybody after the same name.
Certainly. Yeah, it's going to be
so
pretty confusing.
I know
confusing.
Of someone who's pretty similar.
Yeah, and you know, book five of A Song of Ice and Fire is called A Dance of Dragons, but it's, you know, kind of a play on this ancient battle that takes place 300 years, give or take, or 200 years? I forget. 200 years, give or take, before the events of Song of Ice and Fire. And of course, the TV version's timeline is a little bit different. Not super different, but we're basically getting the Targaryens at the quote-unquote height of their power. This is the first big schism between them. And they've been in charge of Westeros for quite some time now, maybe 100 years, give or take. And they have a little civil war. And that's the basic gist without getting to any spoilers. But I'm excited.
The funny thing about Westeros is they don't like when females sit on the throne. Same problem they had later on down the line. That's pretty much the story.
Yeah, Rhaenyra walked so Daenerys could run. You know what I'm saying?
Cersei's the one that really got on it, so I don't know.
That's fair. We love Cersei here.
I love Cersei.
Her chapters are my favorite.
God damn. I don't know. I'm definitely guarding my heart for sure.
Right.
But I'm entering it with medium expectations, which I shouldn't do. Because I think I just have to. They have to nail it.
I think they learned.
The way that Game of Thrones ended and how immediately everyone's like, well, fuck that.
Yep.
They have to nail it.
They do. I think. I don't know if it will be as good as season one through four of Game of Thrones. I don't know if the story lends itself to be as tight and as like wowing mm-hmm. as those four seasons. Arguably my favorite TV, like 1 through 4. I would argue that like towards the end of 4 got a little maybe, but Oberyn was great, so we don't care. Makes up for everything.
Yeah.
Honestly. I think it's tight enough that it could be a really good fantasy series. Will it be as good as that? I don't know, but I am so hopeful, and I am not a very positive person, but I am once again getting pulled into a story with dragons and knights. So you can make fun of Sansa all you want, but we're all just like her.
It's so true.
we're like, yay, knights and dragons are cool.
Yeah, even if it's bad again, there's going to be pretty shit on the screen.
Listen, the costumes are really good. I know I keep saying it, but they look like someone read the book and understood, because listen, I waited 8 seasons to see Daenerys in a fucking red and black dress, and I did not get it. She wore a red dress exactly once, and it was really dark during the feast, and you could hardly see it. It's all I wanted was some Targaryen colors. So when you look at their costumes in this, like, I believe it's when the trailer first starts and you see a young, you see her standing in front of the throne, and she has on, like, this gold, like, around her chest. It has the sigils of the different houses. When he's like, you know, pledge yourself to my daughter or whatever. Like, that kind of detail, when you look at it, is really dope. And that's that. I'm like, okay, maybe someone was paying attention enough to be like, we need to show this off. We need to have rubies in this because that's what they would have done. Like, I don't care how cheesy his helmet looks. I do not care. I'm like full in.
I think that's a good point. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff like that that is going to be just for the sickos. Because they know that they have to make the sickos happy.
They do.
With silly stuff.
You have to definitely sell it to those people that are...
Totally.
Yeah.
It makes casual watchers or someone who doesn't know anything, like, it gives them either something that they can look at and be like, well, that's stupid, but they remember it because it's so wild. Or it just gives them something to watch that's visually stunning.
Yeah.
Hopefully they learn from Game of Thrones and they can not repeat those mistakes for it and then make the show good.
There's been some interesting quote-unquote articles or snippets that have come out about both the amount of sex in it and the amount of sexual assault in it.
I've heard that.
So I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
So I think it was Matt Smith, right? It was like, I didn't really know if all this was super necessary.
Yeah. I think he has a lot of sex scenes because, again, Damon's a Chad.
He's a major Chad.
It's been kind of, I don't know, confusing, and they've been going back and forth on what's actually happening, and we'll find out in a couple weeks. I think that's gonna do it right there for just our hey, we're back. Well, we're, you know, this version of it is back for
sure. Back with fresh faces.
And hopefully this version of A Song of Ice and Fire will not destroy more beautiful podcasters. But I believe that it should be fine. What? This will be like 10 episodes? We'll be fine. We can do 10 episodes.
Easy. And then Michael and Nick and everybody have to be like, damn, we were wrong.
Damn it.
Yeah.
We want back in.
We'll have them on the last. And they can eat crow.
No, tell them they can't come. They didn't.
They're invited anytime. If it's good, I'm going to probably make Jennifer show up for sure.
He's gonna be watching it anyway, I'm sure.
Exactly. I'm like, you have to watch it. We watched Westworld. So how about once again give some plugs. Nika, how about you start?
Yes. You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And everywhere else, I have TikTok, Twitch, OnlyFans, all of that is all Nika_Howard.
Cool. Felicia?
I'm not nearly as important as Nika, but you can find me at Dagger Tribal on Instagram and Twitter, and I think that's it. And I also play on Taverns and Caverns, which you can find on the Geekly site or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
And that's a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Hell yeah. And you find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning, and if you're new around these parts, I'm part of one of the oldest Game of Thrones podcasts. We started in season 1, and we existed until the show stopped. Here I am coming back, and from what you probably have heard already, we have a very, very, very good and very popular Dungeons & Dragons show that Nika and I are on called Greetings Adventurers. It is hitting its 10th year very soon. It's very good. We just started a second campaign, so you don't have to listen to all 427 episodes or whatever.
But you should.
But you should.
But you should. Yeah. I also do a Naruto podcast, which is like kind of like if you watched an episode of Game of Thrones and talked about it, but Naruto instead. And an advice podcast that covers the most crazy Reddit questions ever called Dear Internet, which is what the old Cast of Thrones turned into, where you can find the old Cast of Thrones hosts if you're jonesing for them. And why wouldn't you? Dear Internet's great. Michael, Nick, and Jennifer are great. But can you blame them again? Yet again, can you blame them for what they did to us after podcasting about that silly, silly show?
And I will blame them. Thank you.
The amount of shit we got for that. Whew, but we were right in the end, weren't we?
You guys did get a lot of shit. I remember very well. Yeah, but I agreed the whole time, so it's fine.
I mean, we lost half of our audience at one point, but they all came back. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They're like, right. Which I get it. Why would you want to listen to a podcast that's talking shit about the show you like?
That's exactly what I wanted to do after Sunday night. I was like, tell me how bad it was.
Let me feel
justified.
it was a communal trauma bonding together. Like, we had a lot of people that didn't even watch the show anymore because they hated it and they listened to us. But that's neither here nor there. If you are curious what our vibe is, you can listen to all of that. But keep in mind, that was recorded a million years ago. But thank you so much. We will see you for episode one after episode one of The House of the Dragon is released. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.